This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 17th, 2019. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I'm not going to be discussing prepping and survival today. I made that decision earlier in the week, because I want to cover what broke last week during this broadcast about Epstein's death. I think I've got some information that maybe I know a lot of hosts probably have covered Epstein. I'm going to be getting into it here shortly, and I got a lot of news to cover. Okay, but before we do that, one, I want to say a special thanks to David. I received your information, David, and I'm looking through it, and I certainly do appreciate that. So I wanted you know who you are. I'm just going to leave it at that. I received your information. Before we get started, I want to talk about something else. When I do this broadcast during the week, what I do is I email myself stories that I want to print off and cover. I don't use the alternative media at yahoo.com for that, okay? And I'm just going to slow down here for a minute and tell you, you can believe this, you can say Farron's nuts, it doesn't matter to me. But I received an email over the weekend from Tony in Chicago, and it was a video from nomorenews.org, Adam Green, and I failed to write down the name of it, I guess, here in my paperwork. But I urge everyone to go look for this and find it and watch it. And it was the white genocide. I may not be getting that title right. If anyone knows the title correctly, please email me or text me, and I'll get it correct on the air. But anyway, that led me from what Tony sent me, and he sent that to the alternative media at yahoo.com. It led me, starting Tuesday night, to looking into some videos from No More News. Some of it was 10 years old. With Alex Jones on the Michael Collins Piper show. Everyone listening to this show knows, hopefully, who Michael Collins Piper is. All right, well, what I do is I email myself the video, and then I start putting in to my email what clips I want to play. And I had worked on this Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Thursday night. The top emails in this particular email, and again, it's not the alternative media at yahoo.com. I use a separate email, and I send it from a different email, okay? I was putting together more clips than I usually do. I had together really what I would consider kind of an expose going back 10 years on Alex Jones and comments that Alex Jones' son had made, okay? I looked at this every night. It was on my phone in my email last night before 11 o'clock. I seen it. It was the top probably 10. The White Genocide Conspiracy by Adam Green. Everyone go watch that video if you've not. Tony sent that to me. Okay. I'm working on show prep for Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. Think about it. I hate to even talk about stuff like this because it sounds so nuts. Last night, every Friday night, when RBN's off the air, before Saturday morning, I send everything to Ken. I send my videos. He's done this for forever. Ken knows, so that when Ken comes in, it's all waiting for him. Okay, I watched Dateline last night, came on at 10 o'clock with my wife. I came in here at 11 o'clock. PM last night to send everything to Ken. I had everything all prepared. All of my show prep was in my email. Going to play these videos of Alex Jones and Michael Collins Piper from 10 years ago. All of my emails were gone. Not all, all regarding this show prep, which was, it ends up being like 10 or 12 emails because, you know, I'm redoing them. I'm working on them Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. I'm adding to them ultimately to have one email that contains everything I want to play and show on the broadcast with regards to videos. And I take a piece of paper and I make my show prep. So I looked in my sent, I looked from the email that I sent it from, I looked for everything. I even went back to the Alternative Media Yahoo, where Tony sent me the white genocide conspiracy, and that was gone. So I thought, you know, I consider myself a pretty good internet sleuth. I had the Times wrote down on my paper, so I thought, well, no problem, whatever, this is insane, but I'll go find the videos. I went through BitChute. Through YouTube, I went all over nomorenews.org. Nomorenews.org's got its own search on there. It may be there. Maybe everybody can find it. Maybe it, you know, maybe it's just me that don't have access to this. You know, I consider myself a pretty good internet sleuth, but I stayed up last night till about 1:30 trying to, you know, somehow figure out how this happened. Gone off my phone, gone off my email. Everything about the show for today that I had put together was successfully deleted. Okay? So, I just wanted to say that. You can believe it. You can say, you know, whatever. I don't care what you think about it. That's what happened. And I've had a lot of strange things happen. You know, I've had my power cut off when I called the power company and the bill was in good standing and they didn't know why or how my power was cut off. I've had some strange things happen. I don't always talk about them that much on this broadcast because it sounds so nuts. But everything I worked on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night and had it completely ready to go so that Friday night all I had to do was just copy and paste and send it to Ken. I had all my times wrote down on my paper like I always do. And for the life of me, last night, I could not put this back together any way, shape, or form that I tried. So, with that said, I'm going to work this coming week to play the clips that I wanted to play. Now, we've got plenty of news to talk about. I woke up this morning, you know, and just sat back and thought about this, of how insane this sounds. But for whatever reason, that just happens to be the facts of the matter. And I really thought it was some jaw-dropping information that I had prepared for you today. I've still got one of the clips that I wanted to play was still there, but the older ones I can't find now. And so whatever, we will see. We're going to start off today talking a little bit about the insanity of what's happened with Epstein, and I'm going to give you my two cents, and I think I'm going to have some information that you maybe haven't heard, but let's just go ahead and for kicks and giggles, let's go ahead and run down a little bit of a list of the inconsistencies of what's happened here, okay? Epstein, for one, was the highest profile prisoner in the U.S. prison system. I think anyone would agree that Jeffrey Epstein was the most high-profile prisoner currently being held in the United States of America in the prison system. Now, on Tuesday, they came out and said that the autopsy revealed Epstein suffered broken bones in his neck, common in a homicide by strangulation. And even Monday, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh at the very beginning of the broadcast on Monday, which he said people could call in and float their own conspiracy theories. I tried, trust you me. I tried, I think, at least 28 times, I think, is what it showed I'd tried. But even Rush Limbaugh said Epstein may be alive and well. Even Rush Limbaugh said on, I think he said now he's on like 680, right, that he can believe Epstein still alive. But we'll get to that shortly. Since his death, we've learned a number of things that you might want to question. Let's go down just a little bit of a list of them, okay? Epstein said he was considering cooperating and naming names in his international sex ring. He was found unconscious in his prison cell just 3 weeks earlier. 2 days prior to his death, documents released for the first time implicated several top Democrats in his pedo sex ring. Remember we talked about that Prince Andrew, former Senator George Mitchell, the former governor from New Mexico, Richardson. He was taken off suicide watch after a failed attempt just 2 weeks earlier. He was in isolation, unusual for a suicidal individual. The cameras, that's right, of course, they malfunctioned, so there's no video. Even Mexico had video of El Chapo's escape from prison, if you remember that. Then later we hear the camera showed the guards did not do their round. Well, which way is it? There cameras or there's not cameras, you know? The prison guards had worked several extra shifts last week. Yeah, I mean, we're supposed to believe that it's a convoluted everything went wrong simultaneously by happenstance, okay? One prison guard on his floor was not even a certified guard. How about that? The prison guards forgot to check on Epstein, and my personal favorite, the guards were asleep. The guards did not check Epstein for several hours. There were reports of screaming the morning Epstein died. The MCC had not seen a successful suicide in over 40 years. Did you know that this was the second suicide ever in this prison facility in 40 years? Epstein was the second supposed suicide in 40 freaking years. Epstein said he was the victim of an attempted murder 3 weeks ago. Epstein's former roommate is facing mass murder charges. Yeah, that's who they put him in with. Epstein had dirt on numerous globalist elites. We know that's all true. Epstein was not given paper sheets, supposedly. Epstein had sheets in his cell, supposedly, to hang himself. Epstein was not suicidal, according to medical professionals. Epstein told his lawyers on Friday, a day before his death, "See you Sunday." Epstein's former roommate heard nothing. Epstein reportedly had to get on his knees to hang himself from his bed. Epstein's autopsy showed broken bones in his neck, common in strangulation death. This prison obviously suffered a breakdown in official policy. And now the liberal media and Marco Rubio believe you are a conspiracy theorist for questioning Epstein's death. Now, actually, you're a... they're trying to equate this that if you are a... if you don't believe the official narrative of the Epstein story, then a conspiracy theorist is the new domestic terrorist. Did you know that? That's what they're trying to equate this is to. The if you don't believe the official narrative, then you're a conspiracy theorist. And if you're a conspiracy theorist, you are a domestic terrorist. That's where they're taking this to. All right. Now, you may be aware of this. You may not. There's an FBI investigation into this. The Fire Department of New York told Fox News on Tuesday that it looked into online and the Fire Department. Now, this is Fox News. The Fire Department of New York told Fox News on Tuesday that it looked into online leaks of information related to the death of disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. I copied this off of Fox News to the Fire Department now. I'm holding it in my hand. The Fire Department is conducting an investigation into information that was placed on 4chan prior to Epstein's death. Now, if you've not heard this, hold on to your seats. Don't ask me how I know, but Epstein died an hour ago from hanging, cardiac arrest, screen capped this. An anonymous person posted on the message board on 4chan at 8:16 a.m. Saturday, almost 40 minutes before officials confirmed the very first initial media reports of the disgraced. And look, they changed it Saturday. I seen it. Instead of him being a billionaire, the news started reporting that he's a millionaire. So, yeah, a millionaire owns his own island, owns that 6,700-acre ranch in New Mexico, owns the property in New York. Suddenly, he moved from billionaire to millionaire. All the cucked-out, lapdog, prostituted media got the memo. All right, so the multimillionaire's apparent suicide inside his Manhattan jail cell. So what I'm trying to tell you is someone posted to 4chan over 40 minutes before the initial media reports that Epstein died of cardiac arrest from hanging in that jail. And the FBI's investigating. Of course, everybody's leaving that out of the story. And I don't, you tell me what it means. I don't know. I think it's a false story because I don't think he died of hanging. I'm going to get to the proof of that here shortly. The Post author, who appeared to be a first responder, medical worker, or someone else involved in the initial response at the jail, later released more details about efforts to resuscitate Epstein. Now, 8chan is still down, far as I know. I haven't had time to check it this morning, but 8chan is still down. They took 8chan down over all of this. And but 4chan, I think, is still up and running. But anyway, the FBI is investigating who posted this information to 4chan 40 minutes before the very first initial media reports. Now, this one, I doubt anyone has seen. I got into looking into this. I couldn't hardly believe it. I'm not going to report this that I can absolutely prove it, but it looks like that it's the truth. Winterwatch.net was the first that I saw that reported this, and you can judge it for yourself. Believe what you want to. On July 2nd, 2008, just one day after convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein started to serve an 18-month jail term in Florida as inmate number W35755, his New Mexico financial planning company called Zorro Trust won the Oklahoma Powerball lottery payout of $41.3 million and ultimately collected nearly $30 million in after-tax winnings. Jeffrey Epstein's New Mexico spread in his Black Book identifies a column as Epstein's Jeffrey Zorro Ranch with a phone listing for Bryce and Karen, the very same Bryce M. Gordon who is the manager of Zorro Trust. Now, this story went on to a post in the local newspaper there that showed where a Zorro Trust owned by Jeffrey Epstein apparently on July 2nd, 2008, won the lottery. And the Intelligencer was the local newspaper. So I don't, you know, I tracked this down best I could. I'm not going to verify that that's the absolute truth, but it looked to me like, and I've always wondered if the lottery was rigged in some way. I mean, what a better way to keep financing some pedophile agent. I'm going to tell you why I think Jeffrey Epstein's still alive. I think he was a Mossad agent. And how about the picture that was in his New York mansion of Bill Clinton in a blue dress and high heels? If you've not seen the picture, you need to Google that and go look at it. It's a huge painting of Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton wasn't old. It looked like, you know, like Bill Clinton looks today, like, you know, he died 3 or 4 days ago and he's, you know, still the Walking Dead. But anyway, you know, that came to light this week. That, so we know these are a bunch of sycophant, pedophile, just the scum of the God-blessed earth. But I will tell you why he wasn't. See, the media's fine if you believe it was a homicide or a suicide. They don't care. They're pushing both. That's why they're pushing the homicide. They don't want you to be thinking about the possibility that he's still alive. And I'm here to tell you, Epstein was a Mossad rock star. He was the rock star of the Mossad with what he had done, you know, blackmailing Bill Clinton and maybe even Trump. I don't know. You know, I don't know how far it goes. It probably goes all the way to the top. But it would demoralize the Mossad to kill this high-ranking rock star member of the Mossad. Can you imagine if you're in the Mossad and you're out here dealing this dirt and the rock star of the whole outfit, Jeffrey Epstein, is murdered because he knows where all the bodies are buried? I absolutely believe it was a switch. I believe Epstein is in Haifa or elsewhere. And I think all that I just read to you should at least give you something to think about. We're coming up on a break. We'll be back in moments. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair, and stay with me.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Dreamer. All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio, running down the absurdity of the narrative that they are reporting with Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not going to stay on this all of the broadcast, but I did wanted to share with you what Andrew Anglin had to say. And I don't know if I brought it with me, if I printed it off, but there's been several more lawsuits that has come to fruition against Andrew Anglin, and he's got judgments now into the millions of dollars against him. The only place that reports on that is like the Times of Israel and those newspapers. But let's hear what he had to say about the Epstein situation. This is Andrew Anglin. Now that we've settled this, the time is now to crack down on conspiracy theorists who think you can't break your own bones by tying a soft sheet around your neck and choking yourself out against a bedpost. Conspiracy theorists who doubt that this was a suicide are not only insane, they are probably terrorists. We need them to be censored and investigated by the feds before they start killing people at Walmart. It might seem weird that a 66-year-old man had the ability to break his own bones with a soft sheet like that. It might seem strange that two guards fell asleep at the same time. It might be shocking that he was taken off suicide watch 2 weeks after he was rushed to the hospital after he allegedly tried to kill himself. It might blow your mind that there was no camera in the cell that worked at all. You are allowed to be astonished by all of these astonishing coincidences. However, what you are not allowed to do is suggest that any of this is more than a coincidence, because then you're a terrorist, and it's over for you. This is the way things work, Goyim. If the government and the New York Times says it, and you don't believe it exactly as they said it, then you're done. It's finished. Boom. Gone. And that is the new reality. I mean, even super cuck Mark Rubio was floating the idea that people that don't bend to this ridiculous absurdity are domestic terrorists. So this is the direction you're going in if you're like me, and, you know, as soon as the TV says it, I immediately assume it's a lie. Okay, I don't believe anything. Lester Holt, Donald Trump, anybody in the Congress, anyone in the media, I don't believe anything they say. All right, we've been lied to so much. How? Only a fool. You'd have to be a fool to believe the media in America. I trust Sputnik News more. I trust RT.com more. Much more. But what they're trying to do is, you know, they've been coming after us, you know, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist, okay? But they've been trying to demonize the word conspiracy theorist ever since 9/11. You know, I say it everywhere I go around normies. You know, I don't believe two planes brought down three buildings in 10 seconds, okay? But since 9/11, you know, and the Truther movement, and Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and the whole rest up. If you remember, Glenn Beck had a 9/12 group. If you can believe it or not, I actually got to speak in front of a large one in North Carolina here, but that's a story for another day. But anyway, they've been trying to demonize and make it a shame to be a conspiracy theorist. Isn't that incredible? After JFK, RFK, the USS Liberty, the Gulf of Tonkin, 9/11, 7/7, Waco, I mean, I could go on, Ruby Ridge, You're supposed to, you know, feel ashamed to be a conspiracy theorist. Now they want to take it to the next level. That if you, and let me tell you something. I said I was a pretty good internet sleuth. In 2019, the internet's changed a lot. I mean, they're eliminating all kinds of videos, especially ones like Dr. William Luther Pierce. George Lincoln Rockwell. As I've said before, maybe it wasn't the world's greatest way, apparently that would be a true statement, but over the years I would save things that I've played in folders in my email, and recently I went back through, I was wanting to play some of them, and you know, you click to play them and the video's been took down. All kinds of information that I've played on this broadcast been took down. Google, YouTube is just, well, Google has said that they have deleted like 8 million YouTube videos because of hate. Oh, we got to stop the hate. The tolerant left that wants that utopian equality, got to stop the hate. You know, but so they're eliminating all this information off of these platforms, and they're making it to where it's practically impossible. If you want to... Used to be, you know, whatever was looked at most came up in the search engine. Now, if you look at topics that people that listen to this broadcast might would investigate, you know, Holocaust or whatever, immediately the first pages is all about, you know, how legitimate it is, or how anyone that denies it some kind of rambling buffoon conspiracy theorist. They've changed it all, and they're eliminating it all. And it's sad, you know, and it's straight out of 1984. We're living in George Orwell's 1984, and nobody's doing anything about it. I mean, Trump pays it some useless lip service, and he can meet with the tech giants. He's in the tech giants' pocket. You know, it's all theater. Trump's not going to do jack, trust me. And the Republicans, yeah, I meet these normies, and they think the Republicans are going to do something. And I'm telling you what, when they sit there and say stuff like that, I just picture them with, like, idiot wrote across their forehead. You know, I mean, my God, look at the situation. The borders is open. The internet's being shut down. Them's emails are being erased. James Field got 38 life sentences in 412 years. Give me a break. Back in moments.
Thank you. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network depends on listener support of our advertisers and of our sponsors. We'd like to especially thank all of you who have taken advantage of our fundraiser with FrontSight Bonus. Those who are now FrontSight members, please train as soon as possible for your sake and for that of our nation. And please consider sharing your training and what you've learned when you arrive home. Republic Broadcasting Network has to stop promoting this fundraiser on air and on the website in just a few days. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, president of FrontSight, made a gracious exception to his no media rule for us at Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, Dr. Piazza. And once you've been to FrontSight, feel free to call your favorite host and share your experience on the air. We can continue this fundraiser without media help, but it'll be totally up to the listeners to spread the information. Please call Dan Sutterfield in Missouri at 573-465-2356, 573-465-2356. That's 573-465-2356.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
On the alternative media, Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And I've got a clip coming up we're going to play in just a moment of Adam Green. But first, Natural News has been knocking it out of the park on the story all week. And I wanted to read a segment from a story that they put out just this past week. And I mean, if you think it can't get any crazier, if you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, lay down. Listen to this. Don't think for a minute that autopsies of such high-profile deaths are carried out with a sense of transparency or truth. It's all about shaping the message for a strategic purpose. And this autopsy in particular was carried out by medical examiner Barbara Sampson with Dr. Michael Baden observing. Dr. Michael Baden is, of course, the very same person who oversaw the autopsy of JFK after he was shot and killed by the deep state in 1963. Yes, Dr. Baden's career spans many decades. Dr. Baden was also involved in the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. investigation, and even, you know, if you've ever looked into that, even the family of Martin Luther King Michael Luther King did not think that James Earl Ray done it. You know, even the family didn't believe that. And he was involved and served as a expert witness in the defense of O.J. Simpson. So the JFK pathologist was the observer, and the Jeffrey Epstein, and he was hired by the Epstein's attorneys, apparently. So I mean, you know, only in a clown cartoon world would you be talking about this type of insanity. But if you really want to hear insanity, you really want it, don't you? That's why you tune into this broadcast, because you want to hear the most insane news by this criminal cabal that you could possibly hear. All right, well, here it goes. Play video one, please, Kim.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Adam Green here with NoMoreNews.org. It's August 12th, 2019, and Mr. Alex Jones of Infowars.com has been caught lying about Jeffrey Epstein and the network behind him. And it's shameful. He's running cover for the people behind the Epstein network. And it's sad because a lot of people on Twitter and Infowars are trying to take a victory lap right now. And people are tweeting stuff like this: when you're suddenly the most credible person in the media, and stuff like this, Epstein dies and everybody is Alex Jones. Alex Jones is trying to say that he's vindicated, that he covered this, although other people were covering it. It's true he did, but now when the story is broken and it's blown up everywhere, he's running cover for the people behind it, running cover for the people behind Epstein. And I'm going to show it to you in this video right now. Here we go. This is what he posted when he was about to get on an airplane when this Epstein story first broke that he was dead.
It's being reported right now by ABC News that Jeffrey Epstein died. They already tried to kill him once 2 weeks ago. He's been found dead in his jail cell in Manhattan. Now, we just got the documents. Ron Dawson was on yesterday, the lawyer that sued. Got all the documents proving.
The lawyer that sued, not Epstein, they sued Epstein's victim, along with Mike Cernovich. A little bit more on that later.
Connected to CNN, the Clintons, clearing Trump.
Saying the documents clear Trump. Trump is not cleared. They're going to try to push that he's cleared and that he's the hero and that it's all the Clintons and Ehud Barak and selected people that they want to take down with this.
He said you're still on air. He's dead. Well, he's dead right now. Jeffrey Epstein is being reported is dead. I guess the second attempt was successful. This was a giant blackmail scheme to frame all these people. So the deep state and the Clintons and the Chi-Coms have been controlling us, folks, and Trump is on the move.
Okay, did you hear that? He gets it right. It's a pedophile ring to blackmail people. But who was behind this ring? One more time, Alex.
This was a giant blackmail scheme to frame all these people. So the deep state and the Clintons and the Chi-Coms have...
The deep state, the Clintons, and the Chi-Coms. He's saying the Chinese are behind Epstein's blackmail ring. They're responsible for him getting killed in prison. One more time. The Chi-Coms. And this isn't out of the ordinary for Alex Jones. Every day, I don't listen anymore, but every time I rarely tune in, this is what he's saying. The Chi-Coms run everything. Chi-Coms run Hollywood. The Muslims run the Federal Reserve. So much disinfo, because he's the biggest Zionist gatekeeper out there. Controlled opposition, lying fraud.
Blackmail scheme to frame all these people. So the deep state and the Clintons and the Chi-Coms have been controlling us, folks, and Trump is on the move. This is absolutely massive, but Epstein had to be taken out, and we knew he was dead, going to be killed, guaranteed. And now they're getting rid of that key witness. It doesn't matter. We've got all the list. We've got the flight manifestos. They're rolling everybody up right now. They won't be able to kill everybody, and they're not going to be able to kill us.
What a despicable, disgusting lie, saying it's the Chi-Coms behind Epstein. Do you think your audience is stupid? Do you have no shame at all? Look at this. He wants to say, and you know, this is just as stupid, if not more stupid, than what Zionist shills like Marco Rubio are saying, that it's Putin bots and trolls that are pushing the Trump and Clinton conspiracies about Epstein's death. I also saw fake skeptic Michael Shermer says, oh, you know, there's no conspiracy here. The mainstream media is trying to already quell the conspiracies, dismiss it as a conspiracy, this unbelievable story. Like Joe Scarborough saying that a guy who had information that would have destroyed rich and powerful men's lives end up in his jail cell ends up dead in his jail cell. How predictably Russian. Trying to accuse it on the Russians, and at least Ann Coulter gets this part right. She says, yes, that makes sense. Everyone around Epstein was a huge Russia supporter.
So how about that? I just had to get there. I had to put that in. That was one of the, that was the only video that I had planned for today that I could find, but that's recent. But, I mean, you know, I know this audience has seen through that. I, for one, you know, I've talked about it on here. I was a huge Alex Jones supporter, and I'm not exactly sure where to put my finger on when things changed. I don't know the date to tell you or even the year. You know, and what that tells me is, what does that say? Epstein being dead and it being a homicide or a suicide is accepted. They don't care if you think it was a conspiracy and someone went in and killed him. That's why all the information about him screaming, the guards asleep, the is all of that information is coming out. What they don't want you to think about is maybe with the decoy van, all of this, possibly that he was. And, you know, I've even thought, I mean, I think about it from all different angles, that when the attempted suicide, supposedly, from 2 weeks earlier, and he went to the hospital, perhaps there was even a switch done then, a body double switch. That's not the one, Ken. That's not the one. It was one with where Alex Jones had called in, I assume on RBN, to the Michael Collins Piper show. And that would have to have been probably a good 10 years ago, something like 2009. So I will do a little more looking into that myself. Now, I've got some more Adam Green that I want to play, and I'm probably going to save it to the top of the hour. And then after that, we're going to have plenty of time for phone calls, because I'm not going to be playing as much as I had intended it. I actually thought I was going to be playing more videos than I'd ever played, especially with regards to how many minutes of video, which I tend not to like to do. I don't like to play long videos. I feel like people, you know, they don't like to hear. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like it kind of makes the show drag if I play real long videos. But I had a lot planned, be that as it may. The Times of Israel, the story that never gets reported. You will die, you'll grow old and die before you hear Lester Holt on NBC Nightly News cover this story. Before I say that, I want to say our local news is covering a story. Someone wrote a letter, apparently, to the members of the local government in Mecklenburg County, Charlotte, that just also all happened to be black. And didn't make any threats or anything, but was giving his opinion and disgust on the situation within the local government. They've got the FBI investigating that. Didn't make any threats. Actually, you know, espoused quite a bit of truth about the situation down there. But if you write a letter that tells... I don't think it was Frank. Okay, I did have a little fun with that earlier and yesterday, but I don't think it was Frank. He lives in Charlotte, but he would probably read the letter and agree. I read the letter and agreed. But anyway, that was local news. The FBI. Someone writes a letter and mails it to who is the elected officials? I mean, I can't help who the people elect, right? And it makes no threats and maybe did use some racial epithets, but they're investigating that as, I don't know, I guess a hate crime. Someone writing a letter that tells the truth to the people that's been elected to these positions and using a racial epithet. But you just hide and watch and see. Just like the red flag laws is coming, they're going to use situations like what's happened in Mecklenburg County that would have been totally, a non-story 10 years ago, or especially 20. But they're going to try to use every bit of this to make thought crimes real crimes, you know, and hate speech, if you use words that offend other people in the snowflake society, that, well, you need to go to jail. You know, like they've already got in Ungreat Britain and France and Germany. Well, how about this story? I told you we'll do the story that will never be in the news in America. Okay, here it comes. after 2.5 years in jail, autistic JCC hoax bomber, yet to be evaluated by expert. Remember the old hoax bomber? Remember that? Remember Trump had to talk about it in his State of the Union? It was such a big deal. No, just listen to this. Judge accepts father's petition to have medical professionals examine whether prison treatment is appropriate given inmate's condition, but appointment won't take place for months. So they're giving this whole thing to hot water. I don't even believe he's in prison, okay? I think this whole thing is a sham. But let's continue on. It gets better. You can't believe it, do you? It gets better. Nearly 2.5 years into his 10-year sentence for hoaxing U.S. Jewish community centers and other targets with thousands of bomb threats. Yeah, he got 10 years, supposedly. A 20-year-old American-Israeli, dual citizenship, but it really should be Israel-America, convict has yet to be examined by an autism expert to determine if his prison conditions are suitable for his development disorder. Since his arrest in March of 2017, guards at the Nitzan prison in Ramle have kept M. When they refer to him in the press now, they're not to use his real name. He's referred to as M. Bet you didn't know that. Whose name is withheld by a gag order in Israel. Did you know that? In his for 23 hours a day. Yeah, right. According to his father, the young inmate is only allowed into the prison yard with his hands and feet in shackles. I don't believe it. The Israeli prison service contends that M is a danger to himself and others and has tried to escape from custody. And wait for this. This was the one that I liked the best out of this story. Wait for this. And has managed to call in additional bomb threats from prison. Yeah. He's in a jail cell 23 hours a day. They only let him out in the yard if his hands and feet are shackled. But he's still making bomb threats from an Israeli prison. This is the times of Israel. However, a state social worker who visited the prison last February determined in her report that the incidents in which M acted out were autism-related meltdowns triggered by extreme conditions in which he has been held. Despite the prison service response recommending the petition to be thrown out, Judge Avraham Yavok, something like that, ruled in favor of M's father on July 10th and ordered that an examination by a medical expert specializing in autism be scheduled within a week. However, M's parents learned that the consent had been booked for the end of October, nearly 3 months into the order. So, anyway, just in case you don't know, which apparently they're trying to make it to where you don't know, they're trying to make it to where no one can print or say his name, or so that everybody will forget his name, because this was collusion at its finest. This at that time, 17-year-old. Autistic boy with some rig supposedly out his window, causing flights to be canceled, airports to have to divert flights, causing all kinds of Jewish centers and schools to close and go into lockdown all across America, all out of his window. You remember Trump said it might be someone from Israel. Sure, they all knew. He's doing all of this from his bedroom window, autistic 17-year-old. And, you know, the Mossad don't know about it. Israeli intelligence don't know about it. No one can get to the bottom of it for years. And now he's in prison. 10-year sentence. Anybody else would have got... You do what he did. You do what he did, and you'll be in a cell with a sentence like James Fields got. You'll have 38 life sentences with 419 years. I mean, you would go to the guy that just sent the fake anthrax or powder around got more than 10 years. But anyway, 10 years, but they're expunging his name. He's just supposed to be called M. His name is Michael Ron David Kadar. Michael Ron David Kadar. All right, they want everyone to forget the name because the whitewash is alive and well, and probably Michael Ron David Kadar is probably living in a mansion in Haifa right beside of Jeffrey Epstein, and they go down to the local coffee shop, and they're probably there now, whatever. If it's morning there, I don't know, but whatever. Anyway, I wanted to get that in. How insane that story is. You know, I mean, what they believe we will believe. You know, what they think we're supposed to believe. What they're willing to feed us to believe. It's incredible that they float the most ridiculous. They don't even have to fake it well. You know, the Syrian gas hoaxes proved this. They don't even try to fake it well. In fact, I think it's to the point now, because we're living in the movie Idiocracy, obviously, they don't even have to. They can just half-ass fake it, make it just look totally absurd, and then they ram that funnel in your mouth, and you're supposed to choke it down. Here comes a load of BS, Goyim. Suck it up.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Radio for truthers and for the masses, and believe you me, I know you're out there that still believe the lie. Now, a total of, look, I know I've got some bombshell here for you, okay? A total of 41 Republicans and 31 Democrats are in Israel on overlapping party tours to get firsthand view of the complex security challenges Israel faces and to express their unconditional bipartisan support for the Jewish state. This is coming in from Jewish News Syndicate. So they're there to express their unconditional, no matter what, unconditional, bipartisan. You know, we know that the Republicans and the Democrats is fully in the pocket. Support for the Jewish state. It goes on to say, now I'm fixing to lead up to, I know how Epstein made it to Israel. Okay, we got to keep it quiet though, because we don't want Marco Rubio to know. House Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy said that the U.S. relationship with Israel represents an unwavering, undeniable bond and the most important relationship we have in the Middle East. I want to emphasize that this is more than 15% of the entire U.S. House of Representatives is with you right now. Did you know 15% of the U.S. House of Representatives is in Israel right now? I mean, why is there an unwavering and undeniable bond? Why should we have such a thing with any country? Why are American politicians not focusing on America? You know, why is it 15% of the entire House of Representatives, maybe in Chicago, trying to figure, or maybe in Baltimore, you know, do something about the rats there. If you can't do nothing else. And certainly, trust you me, they're not going to mosey on down to the southern border and see the by design demographic destruction of the country that they engineered. No. If they went down there, it would be to claim that there was concentration camps and children held in cages and, you know, all this. And, you know, if they hold children in cages there, so be it. If these people come and don't like it, maybe it'll be a deterrent. I know what's going to happen. You know, this stuff used to upset me. It really did. It don't no more. Because I know now. I've accepted it. You know, I've went through the whole, what is it, a 10 part process, you know, when you go through the, like when someone passes away. I know what's going to happen, okay? It's going to continue this way. I mean, certainly, those that's out there that still believe the Republicrats and the Demon Cons is going to do something, I mean, you really should try to get some help, okay? You need therapy. If by now, in 2019, after seeing all this buffoonery and sellout traitorism and lying and shilling and criminality and corruption at the highest levels, not going to do anything with Comey. Of course, they're not going to do anything with any of them. And they wasn't, you know, they was going to do something with Epstein. Yeah, get him released. That's what they were going to do. So what happened, I'm pretty sure, is they freed Epstein from prison, right? And then they dressed him up as Andrea Mitchell. Epstein dressed up as Andrea Mitchell, and he flew to Israel with the 41 Republicans and the 31 Democrats. And no one was the wiser, because actually, in reality, not many people know this. I'm going to break the news right now. Andrea Mitchell is a sleaze stack off of Land of the Lost. Okay, you remember Land of the Lost? Andrea Mitchell played the part of the sleaze stack, because in reality, she really is a sleaze stack. And you know who she's married to. So they freed Epstein. They dressed him up as a sleaze stack, or Andrea Mitchell. You can't tell the difference. And then he flew to Israel with the 41 Republicans who already knew him. The Republicans and the Democrats already knew him. They'd been to on the Lolita Express. You know, we don't even know. I think all of them's been, probably. You know, prove you haven't been. Prove you're not a pedophile. Okay? Maybe that's the way we should look at this. So I just wanted to get that out. Andrea Mitchell, the sleaze stack from Land of the Lost, and that's how the ruse that they used, and no one would have ever been the wiser. Married to Alan Greenspan, you know, the former Federal Reserve Chairman. What a blessing that Federal Reserve has been to us, isn't it? $21 trillion passed bankrupt, our monetary system backed by nothing. And, you know, when anyone brought that up, like when Ron Paul put forth that chicanery that we were going to audit the Fed. If you remember that whole process, you know, there was audit the Fed movements and blah, blah, blah. I went to a few audit the Feds. And then they put so much pork and ridiculousness into that bill that ultimately Ron Paul had to vote against his own bill to audit the Fed, like they were going to actually audit the Federal Reserve. But anyway, I just wanted to put that in there. When we come back at the top of the hour, I got a couple of clips I want to play. We're going to have maybe a little longer to take phone calls. I know it's been hard to get all the phone calls on sometimes here lately, but since my show prep was magically...